The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa sayyidil mursalin wa shafiil mudhnibin. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibi qulubina wa tabibi nufusina wa shafi'i dhunubina Abil Qasim Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa ala ali baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin al-madhlumin al-muntajabin. Amma ba'd faqad qala Allahu al-Hakim fi kitabihi al-mubin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaku ma ahadullah alayhi. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَذَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. For the hastening of the return of our Imam and our awaited Savior, Imam Al-Hujjah, one salawat upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we continue in these nights where we commemorate and we continue to remember the tragedy of Karbala, and more so the tragedy of post-Karbala, and that is the difficulties that was faced by the family of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, and their eventual journey from Sham back to Karbala, as we know, which culminated on the day of Arba'een. When we come and cry over Karbala and the tragedy of Karbala, and we hear about the arrows being shot at Abu Abdullah on the day of Ashura, you know the maqtal, where an arrow hits the forehead of Abu Abdullah, where blood is pouring out, where he rips the arrow out of his forehead. You know how hard your forehead is? Imagine an arrow piercing into that. Imagine that every sin that we commit is like an arrow piercing the heart of Lady Zahra alayhi salam. Imagine if we don't pay khums, that it's like an arrow being struck into the heart of Lady Zahra alayhi salam. She was pushed against the door by that man on that day. She was taken, her haq was taken from her. If we take her haq today, it's just like what he did on that day after the day of Saqifah. If we, God forbid, disobey Abu Abdullah's commandments, which are nothing other than the teachings of Rasulullah, the teachings of Allah, we might as well have been there on the day of Ashura just shooting arrows at Abu Abdullah, throwing rocks at the head of Abu Abdullah, because those arrows hurt him. But you know what? At the end of the day, that pain ended with the death of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. But I'm sure when he sees us committing the sins, when we don't have love for one another, when we are people who have maybe broken off ties with our mother or father, where we don't talk to our brother or sister, I'm sure those arrows are piercing deeper into the heart of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And they're piercing into the heart of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Hujjah. And what greater heart could we ever hurt than the heart of the 12th Imam? Tonight we continue in this review of some of the passages of Ziyarat of Arba'een. Again, this, as we mentioned on our first night, is a text which has been taught to us by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And we've been trying to extract passages and lessons not only in terms of their historical relevance, which is always important for us to always look back at history and to analyze with a critical eye the events that have transpired. Because as we know, as we say in English, that history repeats itself. And so in order for us to really chart our future, we need to look back at the history of Islam, even though it is a very painful, difficult, ugly history that we have. We need to go through that process to better understand the situations we are in and where we may be going into the future. Before I go with a theme for tonight, I want to speak about the verse that I began with. And this is again from chapter number 33. I spoke about Surah Al-Ahzab last night as well. And the verse I began with is also from the same chapter, verse number 23. And this is an interesting verse on many fronts. First of all, before I give you the translation, many of our historians mention that on the day of Ashura, before any of those brave men went into the battlefield, obviously they had a lot of things that they would engage in. They would bid farewell to the family, to the companions. They would obviously ask Abu Abdullah himself for the permission to go out on that day. And we're told that as those companions or members of the family would leave to go to the battlefield, and obviously never to return back alive, we're told that Abu Abdullah alayhi salam recited this verse of the Quran at every instance. And as Allah says, "Min al-mu'minin rijal," amongst the believers there are men. Men, Allah says. What is so unique about these men from amongst the believers? Allah says that sadaku ma ahadullah alayhi, that they are truthful to the covenant, to the pact, to the promise that they have made with God, with their Creator. And then Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَذَا نَحْبَهُ, that there are some of them who will accomplish that vow, that promise. Meaning here, this word nahba, it means that they would attain shahadat, martyrdom. And so Abu Abdullah was saying that out of all of these people, there are men in this camp, obviously those who joined him, who are fulfilling their covenant with Allah. By joining Abu Abdullah, they made the covenant. And that covenant ended in their martyrdom. And so the verse says that out of them, there are those who fulfill the vow. And Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُوا, there are some who have yet to fulfill it. They're in a state of waiting. As we know that the companions, the family, they went one after the other after the other. One would leave and he would not return. And people would be in the state of intidhar, waiting for their turn to go into the battlefield. And so Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ, some were waiting for that opportunity. And then Allah says, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, they don't change, they don't have a change of heart. They made a promise with Allah. They promised Abu Abdullah, as we know on the Shab of Ashur, when he put the candle out, they promised him that they wouldn't leave him on the next day. And all of them were truthful to their covenant. Some went earlier than the others. Ultimately, as we know, Abu Abdullah was the last one to lose his life on that day of Ashura. But the beauty of this verse shows us that they were truthful to their word. They didn't change or swerve. They made a promise to Allah, to the Imam of their time, and they were truthful to that covenant. And as I said, that Abu Abdullah reminded them of this verse every time one of them went to the battlefield. The beauty that we see in the companions, that they didn't flinch in the least. They were truthful to whatever they had promised to Allah. It gives us a thought to put into our minds when we commemorate this tragedy and we go all the way to Arba'in. And again, when we recite the ziyara, that we also as believers, we have to be men of our word. We have to be women of our word. And when we make a pact or a promise to Allah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, that we fulfill that pact in the most perfect of ways.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل على